Gautam Gambhir, head coach of the Indian cricket team, has expressed his frustration with the squad following their 184-run defeat to Australia in the Boxing Day test at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The loss allowed Australia to take a 2-1 lead in the ongoing Border Gavaskar Trophy, putting India's hopes of retaining the series in jeopardy. According to reports from the Indian Express, Gambhir lost his temper in the dressing room, reportedly saying, "Bau ho gaya, I've had enough," in response to what he perceived as a lack of discipline and failure to follow the team's strategies. Gambhir, who had previously led India to commendable victories over Sri Lanka and New Zealand, expressed disappointment that the players were not executing the plans set out for the series. His frustration stems from several key dismissals during the Melbourne test, including that of Rishabh Pant, Virat Kohli, and Rohit Sharma. Pant's dismissal in particular was seen as a pivotal moment. After stabilizing the innings alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal, Pant attempted a rash shot off part-time bowler Travis Head. The resulting catch to Mitchell Marsh sparked a collapse, leaving India bowled out for 155. Pant's decision to chase a wide delivery was widely criticized, with Gambhir reportedly furious at his recklessness. Meanwhile, Kohli's ongoing struggle with deliveries outside the off stump continued in this match, contributing to yet another soft dismissal. Captain Rohit Sharma, who had looked solid at the crease, fell to an ambitious shot, failing to convert his start into a big score. As tensions in the dressing room reached a boiling point, Gambhir is said to have informed the players that he would no longer tolerate deviations from the game plan. According to Indian media, Gambhir had given the squad 6 months to adapt to his approach but was now ready to take strict action. He warned that players unwilling to comply with his strategies would face exclusion from the squad, sending a strong message to those who have underperformed. India's batting collapses have been a persistent issue throughout the series, with the team struggling to recover from several mid-innings breakdowns. Gambhir's frustrations are compounded by India's disappointing 0-3 loss to New Zealand earlier this year. The Melbourne test highlighted the team's inability to hold on to good positions, with India once again squandering a promising opportunity. The final test of the series, which is scheduled to begin on January 3 at the Sydney Cricket Ground, has become a must-win for India if they are to keep their hopes of World Test Championship, WTC, qualification alive. India's WTC hopes are now hanging by a thread, with Gambhir's squad facing intense pressure to perform.